The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Sports,
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 sports.
So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Yeah, the weekend's almost here. Let's do this. It's a Friday, Friday, bitches, on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
It's Friday, Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody looking forward to the weekend, weekend. Friday, Friday, getting down on Friday. Everybody looking forward to the weekend. Partying, 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 partying. Fun, 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 looking forward to the weekend.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on for a Friday, Friday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, Chocolate Braveheart, Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort. If you want to get in, 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Can also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, send a message. If Aaron likes it, he'll read it. There's Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real. At Aaron is Blitz. That degenerates 975. You can text the show. You know the number for that. And if you want to see our smiling faces, you can go to the Twitch channel. Just go to ESPN975.com, click on Twitch. Or if you're on Twitch already watching some of these gamers, just switch over to ESPN975. That's simple. And it's a Friday, Friday. I feel good today, man. Let's kill this. Let's just kill the show.
Okay.
Let's beat it into the ground. Yeah, let's make it submit. I finally feel normal. It's the first day.
Okay.
Got to the gym today, got back into my routine.
Oh, man, I wanted to do that.
And, you know, it wasn't my killer workout, but it was just got in a nice workout.
Yeah.
And the weekend's supposed to be awesome, so I'm going to get out and run this weekend and bike. And it occurred to me that I don't have to do any sports map stuff this weekend. I actually have a weekend off.
Good for you.
How freaking cool is that?
That's nice.
It's the first one since August, I think.
Oh, so, well, it's the first one since last weekend.
Well, I wasn't really off. I wound up doing a bunch of stuff while I was there.
Yeah, but that's your own fault.
I know it's my own fault.
You'll probably do stuff this weekend. That's what you do. I'm not doing anything on sports map. And then you're like, well,
Well, you know what'll happen. Something big, like Garrett Cole will sign somewhere and I'll have to write a column. So...
But, you bring it on yourself, Fred.
Yeah, you know what? So what? What's wrong with that? I happen to like my job.
Then enjoy it.
I like things to go well. So what'd you think of the game last night?
Pretty competitive game.
It was.
Over by a point.
Yeah.
We'll take it.
More importantly, the first of my five picks for the Super Contest this week was Raiders. So
good start.
Yep. Feel good about that. Did not win my hockey game. It went overtime. They lost in overtime.
Oh!
But that's okay. I got to overtime.
That's always, well, no, it doesn't make you feel any better.
Nah, but it wasn't one that I was in love with either. I mean, I made that pretty clear. But I enjoyed the football game last night. It typical Chargers, though, if there's a chance to lose a game at the end, they'll find a way to do it. And I think this Raiders team, it's one of those that we're going to look back in about a month, and that Texans win over the Raiders is going to look better and better.
Yeah.
Because especially considering they had – two dead offensive tackles that game and no secondary whatsoever. And I mean, because this is a pretty solid Raiders team. And defensively, they're getting better each week, too.
Well, I tend to think that the Raiders, I mean, defensively, I'm not so sure.
They're not good, but they're getting better. I thought they came up with some good plays last night.
And everybody, like I say it before every Chargers game, and you saw it so many times last night. It's like the Chargers just, they don't do anything until there's about 5 seconds left on the clock.
Yeah.
And then you got Phillip Rivers stomping and clapping like it's an emergency. Give me the ball. Give me the ball. They are the slowest paced team ever. It's got to be hard to get into an offensive rhythm when you're doing that. And it's just such a dinosaur way to play football. No one does it anymore. No, I mean, unless you're up by, you know, if you're up double digits, then you're trying to take some time. But these guys are down and they're still snapping like the – if they snap it with 8 seconds left on the clock, they got that one out in a hurry.
Yeah.
Usually it's like 2 or 3 seconds on the clock, and it's frustrating offensively. And Philip Rivers could be mad at a lot of things, but that's on him to me.
I hadn't noticed that as much until last night, and now that once you said it, now I'm sitting there watching. Snap the damn ball!
They don't.
It's ever. Frustrating. So I blame you for
week
that.
Week in and week out. I mean, that's why normally they're a great team for under action. But because I thought just where the number was and the Raiders' offensive capabilities and their defensive woes that it would be an over game. But normally when I bet the Chargers totals, it's almost always an under for that reason, because they get off less plays than any team in the NFL.
And there's no reason for that. They've got enough weapons on offense. They really should play faster. But, you know, that's your head coach.
Yeah.
And I think...
is he a good one?
I'm going to go with no.
No.
And, you know, when we always play the Bill O'Brien or this guy game?
That's a Bill O'Brien call.
I'll take Bill O'Brien.
Yeah, probably.
But Bill O'Brien's actually done some good things so far this year, which, yeah, it pains me to admit.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I'll admit when I'm wrong about something, and I think
it's very brave of you.
He's had some very good play calls over the last few weeks, and they're doing a better job of protecting Deshaun Watson, and they're winning games. And this week, they're not going to lose.
Well, I mean, that's something.
But this is when they come out of this. The stretch after that will determine what their season is, because they have
agreed
at Ravens, Colts here, at Patriots. I think they need to go 2-1, and one of those has to be a win over the Colts. And if they do that, then we can start talking about them as being legitimate.
Yeah.
Because a 2-1 stretch there would be pretty good. 1-2, same old Texans. 0-3, not impossible. Don't think that's going to happen.
But, I don't think it's going to happen either.
But they're, I think that, and plus, it's funny, I had a story where they went through, USA Today went through and polled all their people for NFL MVP right now.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got, guess what? They've got Deshaun Watson in the top three.
Really?
Yeah. Along with Russell Wilson and Lamar Jackson.
All right.
So, yeah.
That Patriots game is here, by the way. They're here back-to-back for Colts and Patriots.
Okay. Yeah, that doesn't matter. I still don't think they win, but at least they'll have a chance. Finally, they get to play them here. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776.
It's funny how quickly Christian McCaffrey fell out of that race, huh?
Yeah, I mean, not being a quarterback, you know he's got to be – he's got to continue to be excellent every week. And, you know, I think another big game and he could get right back in there. But that's just their opinion. I still have him up there.
Yeah.
He'd still be in my top three.
Vegas has him as the sixth favorite.
Okay, so how does Vegas have it?
Vegas has tied 1 at 3-1, Russell Wilson and Lamar Jackson.
Okay.
They've got, right behind those two, they've got Deshaun and Aaron Rodgers at 5-1.
Okay.
They've got Patrick Mahomes at 11-1, and Christian McCaffrey at 14-1. And then Dak at 15-1.
Interesting.
Yep. After that, it's a pretty big drop off. Garoppolo and Brady 25-1, Kirk Cousins 40-1. So it gets Dalvin Cook. I skipped. He was 29-1. So, but after those first few, it's a pretty big drop.
The
Dalvin Cook, that might be. Well, listen, I won't even say it's value on Dalvin Cook, just because it's so unlikely that a running back wins it.
Yeah,
but he's.
He and McCaffrey, I think, are...
They both had really good seasons.
Yeah. So, I was looking at the Ravens. They get the Bengals this week. They have their next four games. Texans at home, at the Rams, 49ers at home, at the Bills. Okay. And then they finish with Jets, Browns, Steelers. So, that'll be...
They've got a tough stretch coming up, too.
Yeah, exactly. 713-780-3776 is your number. Another thing I wanted to get into a little bit today. Did you see who's a candidate for the Florida State job?
Neon Deion?
Indeed.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't want to say he can't do it, because I don't know anything about him as a coach. But I will say we've seen more and more these guys. If you've got a big name that people recognize, that kids connect with, then you know what, you can recruit. And I always say, I mean, maybe more important than how good of an X's and O's coach you are in college football, what kind of players can you bring in? Because if you bring in the best players, you got a pretty good shot. I mean, all you got to do is get some halfway decent coordinators around you, and
well, that's the thing. I think if he keeps Rape Supporter on as OC and goes out and gets a real DC and lets them do their job, he recruits like hell. I think it could work because there are a lot of head coaches that are just CEO guys that they make sure they have really good assistants. If he could do that, and I'm sure he could get good assistants,
yeah,
then I think it could work. We've seen it in basketball a little bit. Obviously, Penny Hardaway going to Memphis.
That's huge.
Yeah.
I mean, it's already paying dividends because he's getting good groceries.
Yeah. And you know, we haven't seen a lot of it in college football. I guess Herm Edwards is probably the closest because he was pretty much a TV guy for a long time, just like Gruden was. But I think kids knew him more as TV guy than they did as an NFL coach. But this is a little different. But I don't hate it. I think it could be interesting. Any advice?
It does seem like, here's what I would warn against though. We always talk about guys taking jobs that are maybe too big for them.
Yeah.
And whatever you think about, you know, Herm Edwards taking the Arizona State job, he's had bigger jobs.
Yeah.
You know, so it wasn't like that was his first real big job. That guy was the head coach of the Jets, head coach of the Chiefs. He'd actually done some things. I mean, you talk about a guy who has never, well, I mean, I don't know that he's, I don't know if he's coached any of these high school things that he's into, but a guy who's never coached at a college or professional level, even as a positions coach. Now you're making him the head coach, not at like South Florida or
right.
Florida International
right.
at Florida State University. Dude, that's a big jump. And I would guess the success rate for something like, I mean, it would be unprecedented for someone to get that big of a job with literally no coaching experience. But I would think it would be very tough.
Well, and that's the other thing. There's a lot more work to it than a guy like that realizes. Go ask Clyde Drexler about it. And I've had conversations with him after he took over at UH about how much more you had to do there than you realize. But I don't hate it if he can actually just if he hires the right people around him and he understands what he's getting into, because it's not just, you know, it's not just the AD and the president. It's all the boosters you have to deal with. And I remember Kevin Sumlin coming on one time with us and saying, you know, when you're going to interview for a job, sometimes you don't even know who's interviewing you because there's so many people that have an input into the process and you have to keep all those guys happy.
And what was the experience level for Clyde Drexler when he took over that UH job? How much coaching experience did he have?
He didn't really have any.
He had none. Thing. He was like right after he retired, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
So, and how much success did he have?
Not really any. Yeah, I mean, he recruited very well, but yeah. It didn't quite work out.
And
there was a lot of excitement around it for about the first month.
Yeah. The excitement will be there until results aren't.
Right, until you start like, off 2-3.
Oh,
and,
wow. We finished 2-14 in conference this year. That's not ideal.
Not good. Somebody ask any advice on tonight's college football games, thinking under on UCF Tulsa. I'm actually on the other side of that. I took the over, especially since the number keeps coming down. I got it 3 points lower than what I was going to play it at, so. 713-780 ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. And guys, if you're going bald and it doesn't really matter how old you are, believe me, I was getting up there and decided, you know what, it's time to either just shave it and give up or get something done. And I looked into several things and none of them felt right. And they all seemed kind of cheesy. And then I visited Dr. Linville, and after 5 minutes with him, I decided, hey, I'm having this done. What he does is a neograft procedure where he takes the hairs, follicles from the back of your head and puts it wherever you're missing your hair, and can even redraw your hairline. And he did it for me, and it's growing out great, and it's looking fantastic. And one of the things that really sold me on it, it's my hair. It's not plugs. It's not some weird wig. It's my own hair. It's just in a different place. And he had it done himself, and his hair looks fantastic, and yours can too. And you can find out all about it for free. Just go to 975hair.com and book your free consultation. Spend a few minutes with him. Let him explain the procedure to you. I guarantee you, you'll want to get it done. 975hair.com. Visit Dr. Linville today. Get your hair back.
All right, guys, got to tell you about my friends over at Carbach and what they're getting into this weekend. Sunday, November 10th, that's this Sunday, we got a party going on. Foam Hinge, the third annual Foam Hinge event. Eddie Trunk is going to be hosting. This year's lineup includes Ace Frehley, Accept, High on Fire, Power Trip, Pat Travers Band, and Narcotic Wasteland. There's free parking, $5 craft beers, and children under the age of 12 get in free. General admission tickets are available. VIP tickets still available, which gets you the separate entrance, the VIP area with the optimal view for the show, indoor restrooms, three beers of your choice, access to some special tappings that no one else will be able to get, buffet by Carbach Restaurant and Patio, and a commemorative t-shirt. Go to CarbachBrewing.com to get your tickets today, and make sure you're out there rocking out for Foam Hinge. Make sure you get to the restaurant as well. Follow Carbach on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter to see what's going on at the restaurant, the brewery, and the concert series. And pick up your favorite Carbach beer today, or ask your bartender this weekend to please make it a Carbach.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Happy Friday, Friday. Hope everybody's having a great one. Hope you've all got fun weekend plans ahead. Looks like the weather's going to be terrific. Want to do a shout-out to my mom. Happy birthday to her. She's had a rough stretch. She's been dealing with cancer, and she's still dealing with it, and is going to be battling it for a while. But
as you know, I'm against cancer.
I think we all are.
Yeah, most of us. Anyway.
We hate it, but she's doing pretty well. And talked to her for a little bit today before the show to wish her happy birthday. So wishing her happy birthday on the show.
You're an excellent son.
I suck, but
you're a much better son than father. I can tell you that.
I'm not really any good
or radio partner.
You never
call me on my birthday.
Usually you're working on your birthday and I bring you alcohol.
Yeah, but you never call me just to chat.
But why would I? You know how I feel
it's
about
my birthday.
You feel about how I feel about calling just to chat. And I have to chat with you 3 hours a day. Blitzer for Elias asked, if you could go back and increase or decrease a bet, which bet would it be? Every bet I ever won, I wish I could go back and increase.
Yeah, I would
and
be stronger.
Every bet I ever lost, I wish I could decrease. Yes. Actually, I would like to go back to every bet I ever lost and bet zero. How's that?
You know what? I wish that because I did back in, it was like 2005, I was doing radio hits all over the country on the Texas USC game.
Yeah.
And everyone at the end of the radio hit asked, because I was in Austin at the time, so everyone wanted somebody from Austin radio on, and I did probably 100 markets. And every one of them, at the end of it, I said, I'll take Texas 41-38.
Oh, man.
And, then, of course, after the game, people started bringing me back on, acting like I was some genius. But had I been, and I did bet Texas to win, had I been wise enough to bet, like, exact score, I can't imagine what the payout would have been, but I mean, that would have been really nice.
I think the one I wish I'd bet more on was when I bet the Saints to win the Super Bowl before the season at 17-1. I had just won a poker. I was in Vegas, and it was right before back then money was really hard to come by for me. But I'd gone to Vegas and won a couple of poker tournaments, good poker tournaments. So I had a big chunk of cash, and I went and put a grand on them to win the Super Bowl before the season. And I had another three sitting there and thought about it. Should I just go ahead and go all in on this? And it's like, nah, that's a good score if you're right. And that was an awful lot of money for me at the time to win 17 grand. So that one I wish I'd gone ahead and just put the whole wad on. But I actually needed that money to like eat and live.
Yeah.
So
I also recall, and this is actually a bet I didn't win, but had I bet more on it, it would have given me some real hedge options. But you remember when I said I think LeBron's going to go back to Cleveland.
Yeah, and you got him at what, 30-1?
30-1 on the Cavs to win the NBA title, and they got to the finals against the Warriors, and I knew they were going to lose, but I had a 30-to-1 ticket for $100.
Right.
Had that been a really big ticket,
yeah,
I could have really made some money. So that would have been nice.
Yeah, but I mean, it's one of those things. I never really give that much thought about, boy, I wish I'd bet more or less, because, you know, usually whatever I'm betting is kind of what my bankroll is at the time. So, yeah. You know, it doesn't. Yeah, you always. There's been a few horse plays that I wish I'd, where I had like a $5 exacta, where I wish I had a $10 exacta.
Right.
But you know, that's all. It's one of those things. To me, it's like poker. Once you folded your cards,
you got to forget about
it. I don't care what the flop is. It doesn't matter. You know, it's like, oh, I folded pocket threes and would have flopped quads. Well, it doesn't matter. It's over. And that's kind of how I feel about a bet. Once it's won or lost, it's over. 713-780-ESPN is your number. And it's 832's fiance's birthday, too, Summer. All right. Enough. We've done all the birthdays today.
That's
it. You got the other one. Congratulations. James said, Joel said something about Florida State requires their coaches to have college degrees. There's a lot of, I think a lot of states have that rule, but there's ways around it if they decided they wanted to hire him.
Guess what Florida State could do? They could give Deion Sanders a degree, right?
Probably. Yeah, I honestly.
There's a workaround.
There's always a workaround on these things. So. 713-780 ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in, I don't know if you saw the Steph Curry news, but first a report came out that he could miss the entire season, which the Warriors vehemently denied. But that would really suck if you didn't have Curry or Thompson for the entire season.
Yeah,
but well, you know what? They'd get a high draft pick, and the way they draft, they'd get another superstar.
Yeah,
because that's what they do.
That's the scary thing, is if the Warriors end up with a top five pick, then it's like, okay.
Yeah, because when have they screwed that up?
They don't miss on draft picks, really. They've, you know, you get them anywhere near the top 10, 20, and they're going to find the right guy out of that group. So
them and the Spurs, man.
Yep. Those are good, good drafting organizations. And, you know, this is one of those years. It could be sort of like the Colts, you know, the year that Peyton Manning's head fell off and they were like, oh, well, we're just bad enough. And you know what? The Spurs did the same thing.
Yeah.
The one year that David Robinson got hurt bad enough. Who do they draft? Tim Duncan. Who do they draft when Peyton Manning's hurt for a year? Andrew Luck. It's like you, when you're bad at the right time, sometimes it just falls into your lap. And then if you add, you know, I don't know if there's anybody, and it's still so early in the college basketball season to know who could be a big impact guy. But if you add an impact guy to Curry and Thompson and Draymond, that could be big.
Yeah.
You add LaMelo Ball. I mean, maybe you got something.
A kid from Georgia who stayed home that everybody's high on.
There's like the guys that I've, and again, I'm no draft expert. And sometimes the guys that I look at, like, I mean, Anthony Edwards is the guy you're talking about. The guys I look at that I know these are good college players. And then it's sometimes you can tell these are guys who are just here to become pros. Cole Anthony, the point guard at North Carolina, is already off to a big start. And I know there's a couple guys at Memphis, including that Wiseman, the big guy. There's going to be guys. There's going to be players. And you know, LaMelo Ball's another one. If the Warriors get anywhere near that top five, that's a scary proposition for 2020.
409S, you have a bad beat in poker you'll never forget. Yeah, I do.
Everybody does.
Yeah, we all do. But
oh, actually, though, guess who doesn't have a first-round draft pick next year?
Warriors?
The Warriors.
Who'd they give that up for?
Looks like it's gone to the Nets.
Oh, is that part of the I don't know what that was part
of. D'Angelo Russell trade?
Yeah. So,
Yeah, let me, maybe not. Yeah.
It's probably lottery protected, though, right? It's got to be.
Yeah, I would guess so.
Yeah.
It's protected to top 20.
Oh, okay.
So
they're fine.
Yeah.
It's probably going to be in the top 20.
Yep. So if they're in the top 20, they're good. If they're outside the top 20, the Nets would get that pick. That was the D'Angelo Russell, pick, which they also gave up Kevin Durant in. So
they'll be fine.
They're not gonna finish outside the top 20.
All right, guys, I have to tell you about Lions Poker Palace. And if you want to get in on the action this weekend, that's the place to be. Actually, you want to get on the action today. Late registration until 7:10 p.m. tonight for a 12K guaranteed tournament.
Nice.
And then tomorrow, 4 p.m., late registration until 7:10, $170 tournament, $15,000 guaranteed. And then Sunday, 2 p.m. freeze out, late registration until 5:10, $180. And $8,800 guaranteed.
Nice, man. Yeah, the guaranteed money. That's what's up at this, with these poker games. Is you want to make sure that, you know, it's not a crazy buy-in, but you know there's going to be this much of a pot. That's what I like, and it's usually bigger than what that guarantee is, honestly, by the time it's all said and done. But Lions Poker Palace, one of the nicest rooms in the city. How about this? The nicest room in the city. And go in and check it out for yourself. 6134 Richmond Avenue in Houston. Follow them on Facebook to get all the details on the tournaments, times, and stuff like that. But go see it. That's Lions Poker Palace.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. Happy Friday. No matter how you're listening, whether it's radio, whether you're watching us on Twitch, whether you're on the app, however it is, thanks for tuning in today. Let's have some fun. See Sparks on the Twitch channel says, looking at my bookie Super Bowl props, Falcons versus Bills is 1 million.
Good luck.
Yeah. Yeah. That's,
I mean, if you told me, like, basically anybody else versus Bills is 1 million, I'd be like, oh, maybe.
Okay. Yeah. I might throw some money at that. But,
like Lions versus Bills. It's like, oh, okay.
Okay. Yeah. Could do that. So, oh, boy. 713-780. ESPN is your number.
Speaking of that last conversation we were having about the Warriors, have you read this? According to Rick Bucher, there are players and executives who wanted to remain anonymous.
Oh, of course. They always do.
Who want to talk about how much they're going to make the Warriors pay for all of Steph Curry and Draymond Green's shimmying and flexing. There was an article on Bleacher Report today called Warriors No More, featuring quotes from an unnamed player and an unnamed exec. A Pacific Division player said, "It got old with the antics. Now that they've come back to reality, you want to beat the hell out of them and see Steph with that towel over his head in the fourth quarter. But the team now isn't the Warriors. You're not going to punish Glenn Robinson III and D'Angelo Russell. This is about Steph and Draymond." The player said he wants to see Green play in Warriors losses, but that might be difficult due to the finger injury that's currently keeping him out. Still, the player did some math and said, and he laughed and said, it's a long season. Even if he misses 20 games, he'll still have to play 50, and they're losing 40 of them. And then an Eastern Conference vice president joined in and said, "Steph shimmies, the mouth guard, the list is endless." Like, really? You're like excited to beat up on the Warriors now that they're hurt? It's so lame and petty. I mean, it really is sad, like, to hear people say things like, and at least, like, there's a couple people in the article. Rudy Gay said, "You think anybody in the league has empathy for Draymond? Hell no. He's a good dude and everything, but everybody has their time and everybody has their day, and it's time for another team to step up." He said, Rodney Hood, "I know for a fact, particularly Draymond, who I have the utmost respect for, when they were on top, they let everybody know they were on top and you felt their presence. But everything comes to an end at some point. Guys were looking forward to getting at them without Durant, so now everybody feels it's an even playing field. Everybody's excited about that." I mean, that's one thing. But to be like, "I want to remain anonymous, and I can't wait to smash on these dudes," that's so lame. So lame.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of the anonymous rip guys thing. And You know, if I were a player or a coach, I would basically say, yeah, I'm sick of the shimmying. I'm happy to kick their ass, but I'd put my name on it.
But, I mean, so you're happy because Steph Curry still plays for the team? That's good enough, even though he's not playing. If he's out for the season, oh, it's still all good. I'll still see those town jerseys, and I'll get to smash on them, and it'll make me feel better about what Steph's done the last 5 years. It's really, really pathetic.
I just wish people would put their name on stuff.
That's what I'm saying.
I'll respect you a hell of a lot more if you come out and say that and your name's on it.
But they won't do that because, just like we were saying, they know next year if there's a healthy Steph and a healthy Clay and a healthy Draymond.
They'll be shimmying in your face every time they score on you.
They'll be shimmying when Clay will go out there and drop 47 on you in three quarters and Steph will hit a half quarter and shimmy on you and you're going to be going, damn, I should have just kept my stupid mouth shut.
Yeah. That's what happens when you kick everybody's ass and then you're down.
I guess.
Believe me, there's going to be a lot of Astros hatred when they suck, too.
It's so
funny. I'm happy to beat up on a team that doesn't have Altuve and Springer.
Well, yeah, I mean, if it's the same team, I can see you being excited to get back at them. But if you're excited to get your revenge for the last several years while Steph and Draymond are sitting out and Clay is sitting out and Kevin Durant's on another team, dude, you're not even a sportsman. That's just lame.
If you had to guess which team said something like that in the Western Conference?
Well, it did say, and who knows if this is legit or not, it did say he plays in the Pacific Division.
Ah, okay.
So, I don't know. It's probably LeBron.
I'm trying to think who in the Pacific Division would be that petty. I mean, LeBron would be that petty, but
I don't think LeBron would. LeBron's competitive. Like he's so competitive that would never even cross his mind.
No, he would want to beat him with all their guys.
Exactly,
which he already has.
Yeah.
But see, most of the rest of the Pacific Division is kind of useless. I mean, the Clippers, but I don't think they would do that.
Most of the guys on the Clippers haven't been on the Clippers the whole time that they've been getting roasted.
So, Portland? Otherwise, you're looking at Sacramento or the Suns.
that's who it is.
Yeah, it's probably those guys. It's
the damn Kings. They're so angry. Bitter.
Speaking of not putting your name on something, Rich Eisen on his show today said that he spoke with, quote, a trustworthy NFL coach who has a Super Bowl ring. And ask him what the problem is with Mitch Trubisky in Chicago.
He's not good at sports.
Here's the answer from the trustworthy NFL coach with the Super Bowl ring.
Okay.
Said, talking about Matt Nagy, said the coach used all of these gimmicks last year and the rest of the league has sniffed it out. And Trubisky does not know how to do the basics because it was so gimmicky last year. When it comes to going through regular reads and progressions like base football, he can't do it and isn't ready to do it. The Bears need to be far more simplistic, pull it back, go basic, and start from scratch.
I don't think they're that far off, but I think that what's really happened is the playbook was simplified last year and the year before, and now Matt Nagy in year three of Trubisky is like, okay, it's time to open it up a little bit. Let's see what my playbook's really got in it, and Mitch Trubisky can't handle it. So in a way, it's true that the way I would just say it is Mitch can't handle a complex playbook. And Matt Nagy is a guy who wants to be more complex than what the tools he's got will allow. You know, it's like taking Gordon Ramsay and handing him a hot pocket and telling him to make Thanksgiving dinner out of it. It's just, it ain't going to be that great. So I think that he was hoping that he could put more on Trubisky's plate. Have him do more, have him be responsible for more things, and it turns out he's just not, either he's not ready or he's not capable.
And we've seen that all the time. A lot of coaches have to simplify things for young quarterbacks.
But now in year three, are you still, how long before you're not considered a young quarterback anymore?
Well, this is the year, to me, you should make your move.
Especially because the other guys in that draft class are just putting up cartoon numbers.
Right. They seem to have
they figured it out.
Yeah, and that's all. You're always gonna look
that's
at those.
That's who you're going to be compared to.
Yeah, and fairly so, because you went before him, and they gave up a lot to get him.
And, you know, I mean, that sucks for Mitch Trubisky that it just so happened that the two quarterbacks that went after him look like they're going to be really, really, really good. One of them already is, I mean,
yeah, one of them's won an MVP. And now the other one's in the conversation.
So, it's unfortunate for him to feel that pressure, but it's also, you kind of should be feeling that pressure.
You know, that's the price of being a high pick.
The good thing is, hey, you're better than DeShone Kizer, and he was the fourth quarterback taken.
There you go.
So take the good with it.
You know,
Mitch.
I guess you're better than Marcus Mariota, who they're having do reps at wide receiver now.
Oh, no. Marcus Mariota can't stay healthy as a quarterback. Yeah. Imagine what he's going to do running routes.
Oh, man. Let's squeeze in a call real quick. Steve, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, man? I think it was Beverly that said that junk about the Warriors.
When you say that, it sounds like something he would say, but I also feel like Beverly would put his name on it.
Yeah, I kind of feel like that too.
Like, I could see him being bitter and salty and saying something like that, but I feel like if he'd said that, he would own it.
Texter asked, Fred, I'll be in Phoenix in a few weeks and want to go to an NHL game. Is it worth five times the money to go to a game against the Maple Leafs, or it will be at the same experience going to a game against the Kings? Go to the Kings game. The tickets for Maple Leafs are going to be ridiculous. There's so many Canadians in Phoenix and that team travels like crazy. I mean, I would go see the Leafs because that's my team, but if you just want a good experience, go see the Kings. And don't, because it won't cost anything for that. So, 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. And, you know, the best thing about being back is I didn't take CBD with me on that trip.
Fool.
And I was hurting, and today I went to the gym, felt great, and then it's all because of CBD.
Yep, CBDMD.com. They've got the best stuff, man. And I've been a CBD fan for a long time. My problems with CBD, it's expensive, first of all. And you could look on CBDMD.com's website. They price shop. They match up their stuff against the other top brands. It is way, way more economic for you to get the products from CBDMD.com. And this is high quality stuff. Clean, safe, award-winning customer service. These guys are not messing around. And it's not just for elite athletes. If you're like Fred, you just go to the gym, you work out, you're a little bit sore, they've got something to help you with that. If you've just got everyday aches and pains, they've got something for that. You want to help your mood, they've got something for that. Guys, these guys do it all, and it really is an amazing company. To make it even easier for you to check it out, CBDMD is offering ESPN 97.5 listeners 20% off your order at CBDMD.com when you use the promo code ESPN 97.5 at checkout. That's CBDMD.com, promo code ESPN 97.5. The drive-by, yeah, it's coming with me, but she ain't mine, she not high. Free my cousin till he free, he doing time, let her free.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Happy Friday. Man, I feel good. I always hate saying that because I remember Pete Maravich, when he died, had just played basketball with some friends and said, man, I feel great. And then he drove off and had a heart attack. So I always hate saying how great I feel.
Coach Culp says, can y'all please plug pregame this hour and give some insight as what to expect from it? Very interested. I don't know what you mean. What pregame is, it's a place, it's a place for, I mean, a lot of people go and just talk in the forums. I mean, there's mm-hmm. different levels to it. If you want to just go talk with other sports fans, a lot of people give out, what they think is going to happen in games. In the forums, they've got great stuff as far as like their game center, which will keep track of where the odds are moving, how they're moving. And there's free picks on there. And then there's the premium picks from the pregame pros. And So there's all kinds of different levels to it, and if you are serious and you want to you find someone you trust and you want to buy picks from, you can do it there. If not,
they've got free picks there too.
Free content all over the place.
Yeah, so. as RJ said, most of the stuff on there is free.
It really is.
And if you go to the game center and look up each game, it'll even give you free picks and then buy picks.
Yep.
So you can buy individual games, you can buy packages, or you can just do it for free. And I said I don't. You know, I never tell anyone, oh, go. Yeah, I don't really promote, go buy the package that I put on there. I just let you know it's there if you want it.
Yeah.
And you know what? It's but you can also go get free picks there. And most of the time, I'll try to tell you the games I'm looking at on air because I want to take care of the listeners. But, you know, most of the people that buy mine are not from around here.
And I don't know how many pros are on the site. I would guess probably, I think it's like 20, 25.
Yeah.
But the great thing about it is, You can click on there, like go to Pregame Pros, and there's like a drop down of everybody. Mm-hmm. And when you click on that person, there's a couple options, a couple tabs that I recommend you look at. But if you like whatever kind of sport you want to bet, click on their win loss record and see how they do in that sport.
Yeah.
And if they're doing well and that's the sport you want to bet, okay, give them a look.
And also, the big dogs are going to cost more. They're like Fezzik and Brad are going to cost you more than. Yeah. Guys like us, but
and you can also look at every pick that they've made.
Yeah,
and it's like you can't once the pick is made and it's out there, we can't go in and change it.
No,
that's so it's a very accurate representation of what's being played, and which is unlike Twitter where guys are deleting tweets and
yeah,
you know, there's phony handicappers out there. I mean, they do a really good job of making it. As legit as they can.
Transparent as possible, yep. Which is why we're involved with them. I wouldn't be otherwise, and AJ wouldn't either. But that's transparency is so important, and that way you know what you're getting, and you don't have to spend a dime there if you don't want to. Just get on the forums, you can have some fun, talk about games, just like we do. It's really no different than what we do on the air. You can get on the forums and go back and forth on games and things like that. Texture says, regarding the Warriors, getting excited about beating the Warriors this year is like getting excited about finally sleeping with the homecoming queen when she's 45 years old with five kids.
It kind of is.
You knocked her down, but it's just not the same.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see that. That's a good analogy. Of course, the homecoming queen at 45 for me would still be...
I mean, it'd still be solid.
Yeah, I mean, if I could knock out a 45-year-old right now, probably would.
Foster says McShay and Kuyper has Tua number one. If LSU beats Bama and Joe Burrow outplays Tua, would that make him the number one quarterback picked in next year's draft? Almost certainly not.
Yeah, the what NFL teams look for is a different animal. And just because it's not going to affect the draft status of either one, no matter how they play in this game.
No.
I don't think. I mean, I think Burrow's stock has gone way up, and deservedly so, but... nobody's going to flip-flop if Tua limps out there.
I mean, it's not impossible, but it would shock me if Joe Burrow was the number one draft pick.
Yeah. I don't know yet. I mean, obviously, remember we were talking quarterbacks the year Blake Bortles went first, and people were saying, oh, everybody's going to – they're high on Blake Bortles. I'm like, really? And then the guy goes third. Didn't really work out. But I think Burrow has really helped his draft status. There's no question.
No doubt.
And you know what? Hopefully we'll get – remind us Monday when we have Lance on. That'd be a good question for him.
But I'm not 100% sold that Tua would be the number one quarterback taken either. So
yeah. Basically, I still think that's to be determined.
Yep.
Depends on – well – I just think it depends on what teams. I like Tua probably the best, but I like Herbert a lot too. And, you know, those guys, they haven't really, neither one's done anything to make me think less of them.
Yeah. I like Jacob Eason too from Washington. I mean, he's a big body. And that's something that Joe Burrow has over Tua, to be honest. I think he's about 3 inches taller than Tua. But Eason and Herbert have, like, they're old school NFL QB prospect bodies. They're like 6'6", big boys. I guess if I were going to throw one more, I guess there's two more guys you should probably look at. One would be Jake Fromm, probably more of a second round pick at this point. But the other one is Jalen Hurts, and he's going to go somewhere in there.
That's another guy who has really helped his stock.
But I'll tell you what's not helping his stock is the performance of Baker Mayfield and Kyler Murray.
Yeah.
So
actually, Murray's improved a little bit as the season goes on. Of course, his best game was against the Falcons, where everybody has their best game.
Right.
But that might wind up hurting his stock. But I do think he's also bigger than those guys. He's got a different skill set. And he's learned a lot about throwing the football from Lincoln Riley. I would take him as a prospect over both of those guys.
You would take
over Baker and Kyler Murray.
You would take Jalen Hurts over them.
I would. And
you're a thrifty general manager then, because you didn't have to use the very first pick on him.
No, I didn't. But I've been on record as saying I wouldn't have taken Baker Mayfield.
I wouldn't have taken either one of those guys first.
Do you see this tweet from Lord Hookage? That he tweeted Adrian Wojnarowski, retweeted Adrian Wojnarowski. The NCAA has ruled Memphis forward center James Wiseman ineligible.
Well,
I guess we'll have to get more details on that.
That sucks for Memphis.
Yeah. The
how crazy would it be? And because he is a legit an NFL or an NBA number one pick, like potential number one pick, how crazy would it be if a number one pick played 0 minutes of college basketball?
No, that
Woj followed up the tweet and said Memphis coach Penny Hardaway assisted Wiseman in his family's move to Memphis in 2008. Attorney Leslie Ballin said in a news conference, and the NCAA has deemed Hardaway a booster at that time.
In 2008?
So in 2008, he helped his family move to Memphis, and that was an impermissible benefit because now he's playing for Hardaway.
11 years ago? Come
he's
on.
He's what, 19 now? He was 8?
Come on, NCAA. I was going to get on him a little bit for this Chase Young thing, but the more that comes out on that.
Shame.
I don't know if you saw that. Apparently,
I can't wait till the NCAA is just gone.
Yeah.
Until it's the way of the dinosaur.
But Young, apparently, he took out a loan from a family friend and paid it back. But the rumor is the family friend was an agent. Which, you know. But there's a guy who was starting to get some Heisman buzz, and now he's out. So 713-780-ESPN is your number. 832 asks, has Alabama ever produced a productive NFL quarterback?
They've never had a quarterback like this.
No,
certainly.
They haven't, and that's the thing. I mean, they've always had game manager types. AJ McCarron was pretty good, and I still think, you know, I still feel pretty good about him as a backup quarterback because I think you can win some games with him. But
yeah, you may also remember a guy named Broadway Joe.
That's going back a ways, though.
Hall of Famer.
wasn't Stabler an Alabama guy too?
Yeah, I think so.
That's even getting before my time now.
Yeah.
When those guys played in college,
Alabama.
So. Yeah, there's your answer, but I do think that you have to be careful with really any Alabama players, because especially running backs, because your offensive line is so good there and they're so much better than whoever they're playing. Usually the running back's 5 yards downfield before anybody touches them, so they all put up big numbers, and I think that's why you've seen some of them not do so well in the NFL.
Then you saw one last night, and he looks like he's pretty damn good.
Yeah, he's
Josh Jacobs.
He may turn out to be the best of all of them.
He might.
I mean, I guess Ingram's probably been the best one.
Yeah.
But you've had some failures there with Trent Richardson and T.J. Yeldon and guys like that that just didn't pan out, but they were great college players. And I do believe that with Tua, you've got so much talent around him and so many good receivers. But do you downgrade him because of that? Because I really don't in this case. I just, you know, from watching the guy, I think he's going to be really good. And you know, but it is a fair question. So Bart Starr went to Bama. Now we're going back even farther. There you go. Isn't he dead? Are we allowed to?
I don't even know.
I think he's dead. I know Stabler's dead. So, all right. 713-780.
Yeah, he died May of this year.
Okay.
R.I.P.
Hey, I was hoping to, I think this weekend I may go watch that Midway movie.
Is it the war movie?
Yeah, I was reading up on it. And apparently, they did a really good job of staying accurate and not over-Hollywooding it, which, you know how I hate that when they do, it turns into historical fiction. And I love the 1976 one.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite. I mean, if that movie's on, I'll watch it. Charlton Heston. I'll watch it anytime it's on. But reading the reviews about it, it sounds like they did a fantastic job with it. And so now I'm kind of stoked to go see it. But I don't know if the weather's as nice as it is supposed to be this weekend. I think I need to be outside and not in a movie theater. All right, 713-780-3776 is your number if you want to get in. When we come back, we will go over the NFL games on Sunday against the spread and just preview them a little bit. But right now, I have to tell you about Whitmire's. Guys, what are your plans next Thursday? Come out to the distillery, hang out with us, help us pick a bottle. We're going to do a barrel selection. Help us pick it up, and you can be a part of it. And then you can buy a bottle of it right there because they're going to take it out of the barrel and put them in bottles right after we pick them. And if you're having a company party, think about how cool that would be to take all your people there. Everybody goes through a bunch of different barrels. You pick the one you want, and you get to go home with your own company's own whiskey. How about that? And if you haven't had a chance to try it yet, their new product is awesome. It's the bourbon rye blend. It's all over specs. It's all over liquor stores in the city and around the city. Go check it out. It is fantastic. I've got a couple bottles at home, and I guarantee you the first one didn't last long. The second one I'm already about halfway through. That's how good it is. You can also have you can go tour the distillery, 16711 Hollister Street in Houston. That's Whitmire's. Go to whitmires.com. Whitmire's Distilling, Houston's first and best distillery.